It's Wednesday, October 19th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today: the perils of zero trust saturation and Microsoft's PC reinvigoration data. This is the Business of Tech. Let's talk zero trust protocol, examining how it's a heavily overused term. Let's quote from the article. Depending on who you ask, zero trust is an architecture, a strategy, a goal, or probably all of the above. The concept of zero trust first gained momentum at Google in the wake of the 2009 Aurora attacks attributed to the Chinese government hackers, which included the theft of source code from the company. As a security term, zero trust was popularized starting in 2010 by a Forrester analyst. Continuing, Alex Weinert, Vice President and Director of Identity Security at Microsoft, has a favorite quote on zero trust. He said during a recent online panel hosted by Protocol. Weinert once asked a chief information security officer to define zero trust, and the answer he received was, "It means whatever the person on the other side of the table is trying to sell." Less flippantly, zero trust can be seen as an organizing principle for how to stop modern cyber attacks. Today, attackers tend to follow a certain trajectory. After gaining initial access to an environment, they move around on the network, take over additional accounts, and elevate their account privileges to let them take additional, more damaging actions. And finally, this quote. Some security product categories are overtly associated with zero trust, such as a zero trust network access, which is a VPN replacement that's built around zero trust principles. For instance, zero trust network access tools can use additional data sources to verify a user beyond just their credentials, such as their location or the security posture of their device. But deploying that particular technology doesn't single-handedly achieve zero trust. And given the fact that zero trust does incorporate a variety of different technologies, that's led a number of cybersecurity vendors to take some liberties with the term. Why do we care? I wanted to highlight this article due to the critical insight. Every vendor wants to be zero trust, but none of them are in isolation. If zero trust is an architecture, a strategy, a goal, or a combination, they all require the services to install and configure them. This should be lots of good news. The desired outcome and the path are via services. Here's the rub. Suppose vendors oversaturate the market with messaging and those liberties with the messaging, and customers end up disappointed. In that case, they're likely to blame both the vendor and the implementer. Set expectations realistically and then deliver, and push back on the vendor nonsense. Let's get in some other Microsoft data released recently. A conversation about the reinvigoration of the PC. Microsoft Windows chief Panos Panay cited some numbers to Axios. More people are using Windows than ever, a 20% monthly increase versus pre-pandemic. More time spent on Windows PCs. On average, people spend 10% more time on each PC than pre-pandemic. Customer satisfaction with Windows 11 is higher than any previous version of Windows. The piece says what I often do, so let's quote the article. Who makes the computer and its operating system has become less critical for many workers, students, and consumers, with most key apps running in the browser and from the cloud or being available across Macs and PCs. Windows still dominates the market for PC operating systems, but Apple has gained significant ground. Beyond grabbing a larger slice of the consumer market, Macs are now either standard or an option at many startups and a growing number of large companies. Google's Chrome OS has also become a significant player, especially in education. Now, I'll note that Q3 PC shipments plunged per data from Canalys. They're down 18%. Why do we care? There's a hidden element within the article: the services customers use. Microsoft relies on its ability to play well with others. Windows is still a massive business for Microsoft. It's just important to note that they have to remind us of that. Why? Because the computer and operating system are less critical and becoming even less so. I'll continue to drive this message. If your core offering is about managing endpoints, those computers and operating systems as the focus, you too are becoming less critical. It may be a slow march to irrelevance, but at any speed, it's dangerous. MSPs are frequently at the forefront of cybersecurity challenges. Between changing customer expectations and the growing threat landscape, you are stretched thin. Need a helping hand? Download research sponsored by Field Effect and learn how offering MDR increases revenue, simplifies operations, and maximizes margins for MSPs. This paper explores the growing managed detection and response market and how to differentiate managed security services with the right MDR solution, including insights from five MSPs who've added Covalence to their offerings and the positive impact on their businesses. Want to learn more? Visit fieldeffect.com/MSP-radio. Thanks for listening. Today is National New Friends Day, so make room for a new connection today. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.